came as no surprise to anybody at all when Barbara Szpotakowa was named Czech Athlete of the Year at a ceremony in Prague on Saturday night. Szpotakowa had the kind of season most athletes can only dream of, winning gold in the javelin at the Olympics before later setting a new women's world record in the discipline. Every single one of the 136 officials, trainers and journalists who voted in the Athlete of the Year poll put Szpotakowa in first place, and it was an all-female top three, with Věra Cechlová, who came fifth at the Olympics, in second, followed by Zuzana Hejnová, who came seventh in the 400 metres hurdles in Beijing.
No to jsem teda nečekala, ale líbí se mi, že lidi...
I didn't expect it, but I'm glad that people also voted for Zuzka Hejnová, who just keeps getting better. There are three criteria according to which people vote: the Olympics, results that year, or if a sports person is improving. Věra achieved her second best result at the Olympics. The three of us are friends, and I think we look good on the podium together.
Barbara Szpotakowa is also in contention for the World Athlete of the Year awards, which are being handed out in Monaco on November 23rd. She says she's curious to see if throwing disciplines really are less highly regarded than sprinting. Moving on to football, and Slavia Prague lost 1-0 to England's Aston Villa in their first group stage game in the UEFA Cup on Thursday night. Over 20,000 fans at Eden Stadium saw the visitors go ahead midway through the first half, when Steve Sidwell scored with a deflection off teammate John Carew. Slavia rallied strongly in the second half but couldn't convert any of a host of chances and get back in the game. Villa's England international Gareth Barry came on as a late sub for the visitors.
I think the only thing that separated was that we took our chance, really. Bit of a deflected goal. So it was a game of two halves. We dominated first half and they played very well second half and unlucky not to score.
Do you think you were lucky yourselves, or did you do just enough to get by, so to speak?
Yeah, I thought we won the game in the first half, but as you say, they were unlucky not to score in the second half because they played very well and created a lot of chances. So overall, it was a tight game, but as you say, we got the bit of luck with the goal.
Back in the Czech League, Slavia messed up on Sunday. Despite being 2-0 up at České Budějovice with just 18 minutes to go, the leaders conceded two goals and dropped 2 points. Finally, the Czech ice hockey team came second in the first tournament of the Euro Hockey Tour, that's Finland's Karjala Cup. After losing to the hosts and beating Sweden, victory over Russia would have given the Czechs their first win in the Karjala Cup since 2002. Alas, though, it wasn't to be, with the Czechs losing 1-0 to the Russians on penalties on Sunday. That's all the sport for this Monday.